More than 2,000 National Guardsmen and 1,000 police were on the streets as a 10 p.m. curfew descended on Baltimore last night. The eruption of violence came on Monday, the day that saw 25-year-old Freddie Gray laid to rest, with his family first devastated by his death and then the violence that followed his funeral. He died after suffering a severe spinal cord injury while in police custody. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan imposed a state of emergency at the request of Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Tuesday was also a time for cleaning up the debris left behind by the looting and the burning of buildings and cars on Monday. Jamila Krimple is a former journalist and one-time afternoon anchor for Delmarva Public Radio. We found her aiding in the cleanup of the city. So what was your reaction to what you saw on Monday?
You know, really overwhelming and surprising. I can understand it from a certain perspective, that people are just really, really upset, not only over the loss of Freddie Gray and what happened to him in police custody, but it sort of seems like, and what I've heard expressed, is just like this bubbling up of frustration and anger, not only about police brutality, but the type of lives that people lead in this community and the lack of opportunities. This tragedy has really just caused people to express that, and unfortunately some people have expressed it in a really negative way, but a lot of people are expressing it in constructive ways and nonviolent ways.
Is there a divide within the community, with some expressing their frustration through violence on the one hand, while others in the community reject it?
Around Pennsylvania Avenue and different streets that had been, you know, right in the thick of things, I heard people who live in these communities say, this isn't right, this isn't what we wanted, they're hurting our community. So there's definitely a divide in ways to express your frustration. I mean, if you were watching the news and seeing the faces, they were, the majority of them, I think I can say, were younger people. They were even high school students. And around that age. But again, what I heard on the street and in the community was young people saying, this is our neighborhood. The people who have done this, they're hurting us. So there's lots of young people who can identify that this is harmful and destructive to their neighborhood.
So what's been the reaction by the community to how the administration and the mayor has handled all this?
A few people I've heard talk about this have said, the mayor doesn't care. She's not down here with us. They don't agree with how she's handled the situation. I've also heard people saying, you know, she's doing the best that she can.
What specific criticism about the mayor?
From some people that I've talked to, that she hasn't been meeting with some of the protesters, that she hasn't, you know, come out and been among them. They really wanted her presence within some of the protests, which, you know, there's reasons why she can't do that. And but people just really wanted some sort of, you know, close dialogue with her that they feel like they haven't gotten. I've heard other people talk about, you know, why there wasn't a real plan, you know, in place at the time of the press conference, other than, you know, what had already been happening with, you know, the police stepping up.
What's been the relationship between the community and, say, the police? I mean, in terms of their history?
There's mistrust. There is, people have had negative experiences with the police, with feeling sort of targeted and even their interactions being roughed up or being unnecessarily, you know, the way they've been talked to and stopped. There's just a disconnect there between a lot of residents and police officers.
Now, how does the community see bridging this divide with the police? I mean, is it just training?
Legislation, better police oversight, a community review board that would, you know, be comprised of citizens that would engage with the police department and kind of hold them accountable, just more accountability measures and more dialogue with police officers, more police officers on patrol, so on foot patrol, so that they could get to know their communities that they're policing and not just see people as, you know, bad guys or criminals. People really want to feel like the police are there to serve them and that the police care about them.
What's your assessment as to how the media has actually handled this? I mean, being a former journalist.
This is one place that I've had, that I've been very critical. Watching things unfold on Saturday, while things were still peaceful, just the way that I heard some in the media talk, TV specifically, talk about the protests, even when they were peaceful, it was like they were just waiting for something to happen to get them distracted from what the real issues at hand has been, something that the media has been doing that has really angered me.
Jamila Crimple is a former Delmarva Public Radio anchor and is in Baltimore helping clean up the streets from the violence of Monday night. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.